to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Suzetta Nutt, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we take a few breaths together, breathe in hope, breathe in courage, and breathe in peace. Join me in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. During the season of Lent, we're going to say the Apostles' Creed together each day. So join me. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead, and he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today I will be reading from John 3, 1 through 17, from the Voice Translation. Nicodemus was one of the Pharisees, a man with some clout among his people. He came to Jesus under the cloak of darkness to question him. He said, "Teacher, some of us have been talking. You are obviously a teacher who has come from God. The signs you are doing are proof that God is with you." Jesus told him, "I tell you the truth, only someone who experiences birth for a second time can hope to see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus replied, "I'm a grown man. How can someone be born again when he is old like me? Am I to crawl back into my mother's womb for a second birth? That's impossible." But Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. If someone does not experience water and spirit birth, there's no chance they will make it into God's kingdom. Like from like. Whatever is born from flesh is flesh. Whatever is born from spirit is spirit. Don't be shocked by my words, but I tell you the truth. Even you, an educated and respected man among your people, must be reborn by the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. The wind blows all around us as if it has a will of its own. We feel and hear it, but we do not understand where it has come from or where it will end up. Life in the Spirit as if it were the wind of God." Nicodemus said, "I still don't understand how this can be." Jesus replied, "Your responsibility is to instruct Israel in matters of faith, but do you not comprehend the necessity of life in the Spirit? I tell you the truth. We speak about the things we know, and we give evidence about the things we have seen, and you choose to reject the truth of our witness. If you do not believe when I talk to you about ordinary earthly realities, then heavenly realities will certainly elude you. No one has ever journeyed to heaven above except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man who is of heaven. Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. In the same way, the Son of Man must be lifted up. Then all those who believe in him will experience everlasting life. For God expressed his love for the world in this way. He gave his only Son so that whoever believes in him will not face everlasting destruction, but will have everlasting life. Here's the point. God didn't send his Son into the world to judge it. Instead, he is here to rescue a world headed towards certain destruction." The word of the Lord. I wonder how this nighttime visit changed Nicodemus. What do you wonder about this reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. As we end our time together, here's the benediction. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.